AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The UN Security Council has adopted a watered-down resolution calling for accelerated aid deliveries to civilians in Gaza. However, it dropped the original call for an urgent suspension of hostilities between Israel and Hamas.
A humanitarian ceasefire is the only way to begin to meet the desperate needs of people in Gaza and end their ongoing nightmare.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I hope that today's Security Council resolution may help that finally to happen. But much more is needed immediately.
The Supreme Court has said no for now to Special Counsel Jack Smith's plea for a quick ruling on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted. An influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to change how they handle body camera footage after police shootings. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Following a police shooting incident, the Police Executive Research Forum says officers should not be able to review video before making their first statements to investigators. They also urge departments to have clear policies on the release of video footage to the public. Of the 127 agencies the group reviewed, only 14% had specific policies for releasing body cam footage of critical incidents. 79% of the country's local police work in departments that use the cameras. The research is mixed on their effectiveness in reducing police use of force. Half of the studies reviewed by the forum showed officers with cameras tend to use force less often, but the rest of the studies showed no difference. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Fed's preferred inflation gauge fell last month, consumer prices sliding 0.1% from October and up just 2.6% from November last year. In a quiet finish to another winning week on Wall Street, for the week, the Dow gained 80 points or 0.2%, the S&P added 0.8%, and the Nasdaq 1.2%. This is AP News. Gymnast Simone Biles is the AP Female Athlete of the Year.
Competing for the first time since the Tokyo Olympics, the 26-year-old claimed 4 more gold medals at the World Championships in October, giving her 23 since her first appearance in the competition 10 years ago.
I feel like there's stuff that needs to be cleaned up. Obviously, I'm a little bit older, so you kind of sometimes lose that crisp.
Biles was hampered by the twisties in the last Olympics, leading her to step away from competing.
That's something that I needed to do so that I could work on my mental health and everything. So just being out in the open and competing again kind of made me a little bit nervous, but I did a lot better than I thought I would do.
The layoff has allowed her to put gymnastics in perspective.
I still enjoy it, probably more than before, because I realize at the end of the day, it's just gymnastics and I have my whole life ahead of me.
Biles is expected to compete in the Paris Olympics. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.